This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices Opportunities. And I'm joined again by Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Alice. Good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks so much for having me.
This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part into research around improving support for the low vision community, get involved in a study around audio description for visually impaired young people and teenagers, plus a reminder about giving your feedback on the Technology Grants Programme. We're going to start, Alice, with that research around improving support for the low vision community, which I think's in Cambridge.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Toby. So, researchers at the Vision and Eye Research Institute, VERI, in Cambridge are embarking on a novel study that examines attention versus perception in individuals with low vision. The study will take place at VERI, Yonge Street, Cambridge, and travel expenses of up to £50 will be covered for people willing to commute. The study involves a combination of two visual examinations and two computerised tasks that will take around 50 minutes to complete. Your participation could make a significant impact on improving support for the low vision community. If you're interested in taking part, please contact Natalie Asaf at natalie.asaf@aiu.ac.uk for further details. So their email address, once again, for those who'd like to take part, is natalie.asaf, and that's spelled natalie.asaf@aiu.ac.uk.
Now for what sounds like a great study around audio description for visually impaired young people and teenagers. This sounds like an interesting one.
Yeah, it definitely does, Toby. Have you ever wondered if your child could benefit simply from watching TV? Researchers at the University of York are trying to estimate the value of audio description. The team are looking for typically developing children and teenagers who are blind or have residual vision, willing to take part in a study involving watching a video animation and a short interview. The total estimated time for this is 30 minutes. Meetings at your convenience will happen in the University of York's School of Arts and Creative Technologies in Heslington, York, or in your home. As a thank you, parents will receive a £30 shopping voucher. If you'd like to take part in the study or have any questions, please email Dr. Monica Zabrocka at monica.zabrocka@york.ac.uk. That email address, once again, for those who'd like to take part, is monica.zabrocka, and that's spelled monika.zabrocka@york.ac.uk.
Finally, Alice, we have a reminder about giving your feedback on the Technology Grants Programme.
Thanks, Toby. So the Technology Grants Programme aims to help blind and partially sighted people afford products more easily. In doing so, we help to improve a person's independence, communication and well-being. We'd like your help to review our existing programme so that we can be confident it meets the needs of you, our customers. So, what would you be doing? This is a short project, just 2 months long, and you would meet online no more than 5 times. There may also be some information to read in between meetings. You would help with tasks such as walking through the process with us, highlighting areas for improvement, helping us consider if the technology items available are suitable, and giving ideas on how we can actively promote our grant service to reach more people. If you'd like to get involved, please email ali.safter@rnib.org.uk with your name, email address and phone number, and Ali will get back to you. So our email address, once again, for those who like to take part, is ali.safter, and that's spelled ali.safder@rnib.org.uk.
So, Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
You can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group. This is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. If you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Toby.